Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's now 7:03. Cloudy, rainy, 58 degrees. We're following breaking news. A fatal officer-involved shooting in downtown Dallas. We've got a reporter on the scene. We'll get a live report for you coming up in just a moment. First, it is turning out to be a tough drive to work this morning.
We've already had more than a half inch of rain at DFW Airport. Some of us have seen even more.
And Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff says flooding is going to be the problem. Right, Dan?
Yes, ma'am. Have flood warning for Tarrant and Northern Johnson. It runs until 9:30. 2 to 3 inches of rain has fallen in these areas, especially west of Interstate 35W. That's where the trouble spots are right now. So heed caution in those areas. Anywhere between 1 to 2 inches of rain has fallen across Denton and Collin County. Dallas County now getting up close to 2 inches as well. We'll see if a flood warning gets issued for Dallas County here shortly. And it's all because of the rain we saw Thursday. 2 to 6 inches of rain fell north of Interstate 20. That's where the flood watch remains until at least noon today. But flood warnings may continue farther east of Fort Worth and south of Dallas here over the next few hours as this rain continues to train over the same area. We'll have more updates coming up on our weather. We've got the holiday coming up as well. We'll talk about that in my 7-day forecast coming up, guys.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
Right now at DFW Airport, we're seeing 86 cancellations, another 167 delays at DFW.
And at Love Field, there are 33 delays in and out of the airport and 69 cancellations.
KRLD Power Outage Update.
When it comes to power outages, lightning strikes causing some of these. Tarrant County, 2,500 homes and businesses without power. Johnson County at 2,400. Collin County, 1,300. Dallas County, about 1,100 this morning. Parker County, 800 without power. And in Denton County, we're seeing about 440 without power at this hour.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. And breaking news we're following for you this morning. Two people dead in downtown Dallas where gunshots were fired around 2 o'clock this morning. We know that officers were involved in the shooting. KRLD's Russell Scott joins us live from the scene near Commerce and South Pearl. Russell, what happened? Russell, what happened?
Well, gunfire broke out about 2 o'clock this morning. I'm right across the street from the hide-and-seek club where the shots rang out here on Commerce Street.
I can confirm an officer-involved shooting occurred as officers confirmed an armed suspect where a disturbance of multiple people was shot.
That is Dallas Police Executive Chief Terrence Rhodes. He goes on to say two people died, a victim and the suspect. No officers were hurt. Now, even though the club posts their hours as closing at 1 a.m., there were still a lot of people inside and outside when the shots erupted.
I just heard gunshots. I just got down to my car, just dug down, and like just seeing a lot of people scattering around.
Now, there is a lot of rain out here, and that's likely going to hamper much of the investigation for police officers who are outside in the parking lot right now. But again, two people dead, multiple people wounded, no officers hurt. Live in downtown Dallas, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
For the first time this year, the Cowboys have won two in a row, this one on a last-second field goal.
Snap and hold, 42-yard kick from Aubrey. The Cowboys have won this football game.
Spotting the Eagles, a 21-point lead, Cowboys come back to win it 24-21. Jerry Jones points straight at the defense.
That defense, I just can't say enough about it. They rose to the occasion. They're playing with each other. They're doing for each other, which is what you have to do on defense. A lot of credit goes to our coaching.
Fans are glad for the victory, of course, but afterward, many are still grumbling about how stale the offense seems to have become.
The defense has taken their lumps this year in the media, the national media. It's all about the defense, but let's be honest. You got 60% plus of your salary cap going to the offense. I have higher expectations for this team, and I don't think they've gotten enough of the blame for what their record is this year. I'm expecting them not to average 30 points, but to literally score 30 points every game.
With a .500 record with six games to play, many Cowboys fans feel pretty bleak about the team's prospects for making the playoffs. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
The Dallas Wings win the number one overall pick in the WNBA draft lottery now for the second straight year. Breaking news out of downtown Dallas. Two people are reported dead. Two others are hurt after an officer-involved shooting in downtown near Commerce and South Harwood. No police officers were hurt or killed in this incident. Dallas Cowboys storm back from a 21-0 hole and beat the Eagles 24-21 on a walk-off field goal, capping one of the wildest comebacks that this team has pulled off in years.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It begins now, our 20-minute morning briefing. We got 58 degrees and rain. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Which congressional maps will Texas use in the 2026 election? The 2021 map or the new one drawn by Republicans to flip five more seats to the GOP? U.S. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito issued an administrative stay blocking a lower court decision that the new 2025 map was racially gerrymandered and unconstitutional. Texas filed an emergency motion to permanently block that decision. Alito has given the plaintiffs till the end of the day to respond to the Texas motion. Rice University's Mark Jones says Alito has two options.
He on his own can issue an emergency stay, in which case the effect would be that we would use the 2025 maps for the 2026 election, given the timing.
Alito could also hand the case over for the full U.S. Supreme Court to rule on.
A new addition to the Rockwall Police Canine Unit has the right nose to stop digital crimes.
Nessa, a two-year-old black English lab, is coming to the Rockwall Canine Unit. She's specifically trained to locate hidden electronic storage devices, including thumb drives, cell phones, SD cards, tablets, and hard drives. These are often used to conceal evidence of child exploitation and other digital-related crimes. Nessa was provided by Our Rescue, a nonprofit dedicated to aiding law enforcement in the battle against sex trafficking and child exploitation. She's also going to be used as a therapy canine to support children during forensic interviews, which can be traumatic. Nessa is the first of her kind at the Rockwall PD. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's now 7:24. News Radio 1080 KRLD. The station in DFW for market and business updates. There have been all kinds of conspiracy theories as to where David Johnson has been. And he's back, just so you know. Good morning, David Johnson. We missed you.
So I'll tell you where I've been. I've been at work every day. I go to work, go up to the sixth floor. It looks like a bomb went off.
Well, it's the wrong floor, yeah. First off.
We moved. We forgot to tell you that we moved.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Thanks.
So you've been wandering around.
Yeah, I was the one that didn't get on there.
Well, I guess forgot to pay the rent. I don't know. What can I think? Look, so it took a few days off. Well, a couple of days off. You guys were not great stewards of the market. I mean, this thing just fell apart. Last week, we saw the S&P average of the Dow down 2%. NASDAQ was down over 3%. Admittedly, it was coming back on Friday. And now it looks like we've got to come back today. The Dow Industrials average, which was flat here a couple hours ago, now looks up 188. The NASDAQ looks up 238. The S&P average up 46 points. So, you know, pretty nice comeback. Now, get prepared because this is going to be a volatile week. This is a short week. We have full trading today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Obviously, closed for Thanksgiving Thursday. And then Friday, everybody knocks off early and has turkey sandwiches at noon. But we do have a half-day trading in there. We've got a few earnings reports that will be coming out. So that could be market moving. And also, the European markets, it turns out they don't observe Thanksgiving. And so they'll be trading, and that'll have an impact here. Meanwhile, we're going to watch Bitcoin closely. Bitcoin has just absolutely crumbled. It's a fascinating story. It was $126,000 at its high, and right now it's $86,000 a piece. And earlier, I guess last week, it was below 80,000 there for a little while, below 81,000 for a while. So we'll see if that can bounce back. Individual stories, obviously some progress in Ukraine and Russia talks. That'll help us out a little bit. White House evidently close to sending some of those NVIDIA chips they've been holding back off to China. So maybe a lift. It could lift the whole technology group. Crude's up a penny, $58.07. Gold's down $2.20, $41.38. And the 10-year rate back down a little bit, just below 4.06%. Right now, the Dow looks up 188. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, David, we're glad you're back. We're sorry we forgot to tell you that we moved.
Next time.
7:26 now at News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Yeah. Next 20 years from now. Yes. College football over the weekend. Texas lights up Arkansas 52-37 here on KRLD as Arch Manning delivers one of his best games yet. 389 yards passing and 6 total touchdowns.
Hanson, it's a flip back, and look out here, Livingston to Manning. Caught! Touchdown, Texas! Yes, Arch Manning can catch touchdown passes as well as throw them.
Now, the Longhorns remain number 16 in the latest poll, and the playoff door for them is almost shut. Number 21, North Texas keeps surging, though, blasting Rice 56-24 behind Drew Mestemaker's huge day and Wyatt Young, setting an American Conference record, 295 receiving yards. SMU is back in the rankings, number 25, dominating Louisville, 38-6. But the big news is the Mustangs have a clear path to the ACC title game if they win at Cal next week. TCU grabs a gritty road victory over Houston, and number 3, A&M keeps cruising over Samford, while Baylor falls to Arizona.
The Dallas Wings hit the jackpot again for the second straight year. They win the WNBA draft lottery, giving them the number one pick in April's draft after selecting Paige Bueckers first overall last season. GM Kurt Miller is pumped.
Huge momentum moment for our franchise. Exciting times with our young core and new facilities coming on board and a new coach.
Dallas had the best odds at 42%. No obvious choice this time. The pool is deep with names like TCU's Olivia Miles, UCLA's Lauren Betts, UConn's Azee Fudd. She and Paige Beckers get along very well. LSU's Flaje Johnson and Spain's Awa Fame.
When you say get along very
their
well.
Their girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
Yes.
And for Dallas to get the top draft pick again speaks to how horrible the team is?
Yeah, they've had two bad years in a row.
And so the worst team has the best chance
the best
of getting
odds exactly
yeah, of getting that.
Yeah, exactly. That's why. But it wasn't assured. So
would a team ever tank their season to try to get a better draft pick?
Oh, for sure. No, that happens all the time. I don't think it happened with I 100% do not believe it happened with the Wings this last season.
Got it.
It was an accident.
They accidentally had a horrible season.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.